Today, we're meeting Catherine E. Winnick, a British poet and editor. She's come along today to read to us from an anthology published by Wee Sparrow Press. It's called To Live Here. And the proceeds for the book go to charity. And she'll tell us a little bit about that as we talk. Hello, I'm Patricia, and this is the Poetry Podcast. You are most welcome. Before we go any further, I'd just like to ask you if you enjoy what you see or hear here at Poetry P, do please tell your haiku friends about us, review the podcast, and perhaps give us a like on our YouTube channel. That's Poetry P. And if you'd like to support us, you can purchase a membership, which of course brings you some benefits too, or simply buy us a coffee when you have a few cents to spare. Both of these things can be done at Buy Me a Coffee, and I'll put the link in the show notes, along with all the information about today's podcast, today's guest, and a little bit more, which I'll tell you about at the end. Now, we're going to go and meet Catherine E. Winnick, but before we do, I thought you might like to hear some of her poetry, some of the poetry that she's had published in the Poetry P Journal. Time travel, spinning through waves of sound. Time travel, spinning through waves of sound. And that was by Catherine in Journal 222. And now a short one-liner for you from Journal 123. I watch you grow up, sweet peas. I watch you grow up, sweet peas. And I must tell you, I'm not terribly good at growing sweet peas. Well, I wasn't very good. And then a few years back, I grew some huge, great white things, which had no smell. Very disappointing. And even though I tugged them all out at the end of the season, they came back. They must have self-seeded. And I do that every year now. And they come back and back, and still no smell. So disappointing. Anyway, you haven't come along to hear about my gardening problems. Let's go and chat with Catherine. Catherine, welcome to Poetry P.
Hi, Patricia. Lovely to meet you.
It's great to meet you too, although I feel we should have known each other for a long time because you write a lot of poetry for the podcast.
Yes, so. I think we've known each other for about 7 years.
That would be... My goodness, that ages us now, doesn't it?
Yes.
So it's lovely to finally meet. And I think you're not too far from my home, as it were, in South London. You're down in Brighton, I think.
Yes, that's right.
So who knows, when one day when I'm home visiting the family, there might be an opportunity to meet in person. That would be lovely.
That would
too.
Be great. Yes.
But you haven't come along here to have a spit and a chat with me. You've come along in your capacity as one of the co-editors of a haiku anthology, To Live Here, which was published by Wee Sparrow Press. But before we get on to that, I have a question to ask you. Because when I saw your bio, the one you sent me that I'll put in the show notes for everybody to have a read, there was a sentence in it that really intrigued me, and I'm going to read it out to you and ask you about it afterwards. And the sentence goes like this: having spent her formative years in diverse and culturally rich environments in the Third World, Catherine draws inspiration from her unique upbringing to craft captivating works of poetic expression. So, Catherine, where were you and why?
Oh, okay. So I was taken out of England when I was about 6 months old until I was 17. And my parents were diplomats. They worked for the UN and the BBC. And I was raised in Sri Lanka, Sudan, Nepal, and Indonesia.
Wow. I've only been to Nepal out of that little bundle of places.
Beautiful place.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was something like 30, yeah, it was 30 years ago that I went there. So I'm sure it's much modernized since I went. But what a wonderful place. Absolutely wonderful
Yes,
place. You were so lucky to have some time there.
that's where I first started writing micro poetry, but as a child, I was very interested in Edward Lear's limericks. So I used to write a lot of limericks. It took
Quite.
many more years before I found haiku.
You know what? Limericks are quite difficult to do. My son prefers one of my sons prefers limericks to haiku to write them, but I find them much more difficult. So good on you, and thank you for sharing that. I mean, that must have been a really fascinating way to grow up in all those different cultures, as you said.
It was great. It was fun.
I bet it was. Now, we should really talk about the anthology. I don't think To Live Here was the first of Wee Sparrow's anthology, but I don't think it's the last one either. So perhaps, Catherine, you could start by telling us a little bit about Wee Sparrow Press.
Yes, the Wee Sparrow Poetry Press was founded by Claire Tom. She's a Scottish poet based in Cadiz in Spain. And she founded it in April 2022 as a platform for both emerging and established writers to get their words out there, but also alongside that to raise money for charity. So it's a completely volunteer-led organization. There are now about 14 of us. We're an ever-expanding group of people. And it's a very proactive, inclusive, and community-ridden, driven press. Really, it's a bit like the poetry press, in the context that you've created a community, and it's just another poetry community. We create anthologies, paperback anthologies, and a digital e-zine, and also some stationery. And there is now also a podcast, and I think we're on coming up to episode 19 of the podcast. And this is where Claire discusses the creative process with different writers.
And I think you mentioned the anth well the published anthologies. They are beautifully illustrated. I think Claire's dad does the
That's right. He
illustrations.
is one of our team. He is an ex-architect, now retired, and is a watercolor artist. And in this anthology, as you can see on the cover, I don't know if you can see there, but and within, and also some of the other anthologies, he is the lead artist, and he's wonderful.
They are beautiful, I have to say. And I'll put a picture in the show notes of the front cover so people can have a look at that
Yes.
and appreciate the artistry that's gone into it. And I think in particular, tell me if I'm wrong, this particular anthology, To Live Here, were the proceeds going to a charity called Salford Loaves and Fishes?
Yes, that's right. They're a charity raising, or rather assisting homelessness in the area. They're based just outside of Manchester. And we managed to raise £600 for them for Christmas. We only published this last autumn. And by Christmas, we'd raised £600 for them, which gave them a good Christmas day and gifts and a nice meal, things like that.
Now, as one of the editors or co-editors, because Georgia was another editor,
That's right.
what was your process for this anthology, choosing the poems for this anthology?
Well, we didn't have a particularly strict or deep discussion about our process. We were more concerned about how to get half the emails to me because they were all going to Georgia's address. So obviously at the beginning, Claire, Georgia, and I discussed and decided the theme. And we discussed the style of haiku that we were looking for in relation to the theme. We wanted people to think outside of the box, to be looking at the whole planet as our home, as opposed to just one's own individual home, and to use the five senses as well. and to incorporate topics such as climate change. And so we were looking for haiku, senryu, and monoku. But Georgia and I didn't sit down and say, look, this is how I work and this is how I work. We just played it by ear, and actually it worked beautifully. We worked very well together.
And did you, I mean, did you have a sort of rules and regulations for what constituted haiku, or did you just find that, again,
We
like you said, you
didn't,
blended?
although we were looking specifically for three-line haiku. We weren't taking two-line haiku, for example. And Georgia and I would weekly, we would take our picks and then send each other our list, our short list of our picks for that week. And then at the end, we each adapted our short list and shortlisted it further because we had a huge amount of submissions. And we put together what we'd each chosen. And I think we have got slightly different taste in haiku. Georgia, I think, is more interested in quite traditional Japanese haiku, whereas I'm quite interested in contemporary modern haiku as well as Japanese haiku. And I think the combination of our picks made a good anthology, actually.
It's certainly it's a lovely read, and it's quite substantial, actually.
Yes.
Very substantial. So, and again, beautifully put together, I thought, in reading it. It feels lovely in your hand, it looks lovely on the page, and as we've already discussed, it has some very wonderful illustrations too.
Exactly.
Having given it the big speech, shall we now hear some of the poems that you chose?
Absolutely. Town River, a cherry petal raft drifts into my youth. Town River, a cherry petal raft drifts into my youth. And this one's by Kiko Izawa from Japan. Old Village Banyan, history on hanging roots. Old Village Banyan, history on hanging roots. By Kala Ramesh in India. New day, he wraps the samosas in old newspaper. New day, he wraps the samosas in old newspaper. That's by Minal Sarosh in India. The caricature opens a lotus flower. The caricature opens a lotus flower. By Jerome Berglund in USA. India Spice Shop, the aroma of home in the glass jars. India Spice Shop, the aroma of home in the glass jars. By R. Suresh Babu in India. Flowers without petals. A bee searches for another universe. Flowers without petals. A bee searches for another universe. This is by Mircea Moldovan in Romania.
Thank you, Catherine. And of course, a big thank you to all the poets who featured here, most of whom are regulars at Poetry P. So it was lovely to hear their work in another publication. So, Catherine, time, I think, to tell us where we can purchase to live here and make our contribution to charity.
Well, firstly, I'm doing a final giveaway next month via my Instagram account, where this will be the only copy that both Georgia and I have signed. So that's something to look out for. But apart from that, you can pick it up from any country, any Amazon, or directly from the WeeSparrowPoetryPress.com website. If you have problems getting it from Amazon, but it's available in every country, so it should be fine.
Okay, I'll make sure that I put all the details in the show notes, including your Instagram account, and
Okay.
everyone can check on that too. So, Catherine, thank you so much for coming along today and sharing the work with us and telling us a little bit about We Sparrow Poetry Press.
Thank you, Patricia. Lovely to see you.
It really was wonderful to meet you, Catherine. Thank you. But Catherine has not quite finished. We have one last poem to hear.
Am I waiting for my rebirth to Skeleton Tree by Brendan Kent in the UK?
Sadly, before we were to record this podcast, we lost one of our haiku community, the poet who wrote this poem, Brendan Kent. So, Catherine, it was particularly poignant that you included this poem. Could you read it again for us, and our listeners and viewers can think about whether this knowledge changes the effect of the poem, changes how they react to it. Thank you, Catherine.
Am I waiting for my rebirth to Skeleton Tree?
Well, that was great. Thank you very much, Catherine. And you know, just after we finished recording, Catherine read a post on Facebook from the My Haiku Pond Facebook page, to be more specific, which is relevant to what we heard today. I'm just going to paraphrase what Catherine sent me. Nicholas Klikanski, and Nicholas, if you're listening, I do apologize. I'm sure I mangled your name there. Anyway, Nicholas has compiled an ebook of Brendan Kent's final and unpublished haiku senryu and more. The book's title is Navigating Moons, Poem of a Cancer Journey. And some of the poems are illustrated, I believe, with some beautiful ink drawings. It's available for €5, and Brendan has asked that all proceeds go to Macmillan Cancer Support. It's a UK charity, and you know, the details in the name. It's actually a brilliant charity, and I have a little bit of experience of their work when my dad died, so I can highly recommend them. So if you'd like to pre-order the book, all the details will be in the show notes. Do go and have a look, along with all the other bits and pieces from today. So that's it. Thank you, Catherine, again for coming along and reading to us. Thank you for coming along and sharing your time with us today. Your mission, if you are so inclined to accept it, is to go and check out the show notes, review, like, and share the podcast, and perhaps have a little think about giving us some support if you don't already. Details on memberships and the simple coffee buying are on the podcast show notes. So, until next time, keep writing. And of course, if something is missing from the show notes, it's quite possible. Do email me and let me know. Ciao!